This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
Yes, this is Cam FM Lent Bumps, and we are so close to kicking off with the final race of the day, which is the M1 division. A couple more shout-outs before we go to the Riverside. Shout-out to the Robinson Cox. Shout-out to Matt Grayson's hat, which apparently was a regular discussion point on Cam FM last year, but will unfortunately not be there because he is not here. Oh, lovely. A nice thanks from the USA for great music. I appreciate that. That was a fantastic song. That was Aha with Take On Me.
It was indeed. Right, Tim, can you hear me on the Riverside?
Yes, I can, and we have the we've had the 4 minute cannon, probably about 2 minutes away from the start of the M1 division. The rundown for this division goes: Downing, Keys, Jesus, Pembroke, LMBC, Queens, First and Third, Christ's, Peterhouse, St Cat's, Kings, Girton, Robinson, Clare, Emmanuel, Trinity Hall, Fitz, and the sandwich boat Magdalen. Now, Keys on the row up looked very, very keen to get some ground to bump back on Downing to regain some of that credibility as the number one rowing college. They've been over the last year or so, they've been somewhat knocked off top spot in Lents and Mays. So I think they're going to be very keen to try and bump back on Downing and get back to head of the river for Lents. The skies had been darkening for the past few minutes, which I'm hoping is not some sort of terrible omen. But in fact, the clouds are just about clearing. We're getting some late sun sort of bursting through. And that is the 1 minute cannon just gone. So we've got a minute until the start of this final race for the Thursday of Lent Bumps.
Thank you, Tim. In which case, we'll head down to Basher now on First Post Corner. Basher.
Hi, so we've just had the 1 minute cannon, I think, and we'll be looking for Downing to come around in just a minute when they start the race. I hope they're going to move on, to be honest. It's looking a bit grey and they don't want to get rained on at the minute.
Okay, Basher, so what are you expecting at the sort of the top of this men's division?
Well, Downing and Keys are the first two boats, and they both rode through on the last one. So it looks like they're in quite a strong position to do well on this race as well. And same for Jesus coming in third. But then there have been some bumps further down. Pembroke bumped up on Lady Margaret, and then a couple of places down. First and third bumped up on Christ. So I'll be looking to see if they can maintain those leads in the next race. And we've just had the starting cannon. So I'll be looking for Downing to come round the corner in just a second. You can see some of the bank parties starting to get moving now. And here is Downing. They're looking in strong form today, now coming round to the first corner. And gaining on them quite quickly is Keys. There's quite a lot of splashing going on down there. It looks like there's about a boat length, but they're both rowing really strongly. So there could be some bumps coming up soon. And then coming up behind them is Jesus, also looking in very good form. Oh, standing quite close to the bank there, but keeping it in shape. And all three teams looking really good. Still maintaining a good boat's length between all of them, but this could change. They're all doing really well so far. Then coming up after that, we've got Pembroke and Lady Margaret. There's a bit of a closer gap between these two, and Pembroke did bump up yesterday, so maybe Lady Margaret will be looking to reverse that again. And behind them, Queen, and just be coming around the corner. I think that's first and third. Yep, so everything's looking in the same order as the sheet at the minute. Nothing changing so far. But we've got coming up behind them, Christ. And again, there's a good both legs between all of the ones coming through at the minute, all on really strong form today. And now behind Christ, we've got Peterhouse.
Okay.
Again, good
boat. Thank you, Basher. Whilst you're sort of having a look at what happens at the bottom of the division, we're going to throw to Tim at Grassy. What can you see of the top of the division?
Yeah, I can see a few things coming through. So Downing are coming through very strongly. They're rowing very nicely together, as you would expect from the boat at the head of the division. Behind them, though, Keys are not letting them slip away. They are on station, if not have it. They seem to have closed down quite a bit, actually. I think there's less. They've closed maybe half a length of the 1.5 lengths clear water they start with. They're down to a length on Downing as Downing Cox carefully checks on their position. The behind them, Jesus are running strongly, but look to be there looks to be slightly more gap from Keys to Jesus than from Downing to Keys. Behind them, also running strongly, are Pembroke, who bumped up yesterday, and LFBC behind them. These all appear essentially they've not come far off station, although the gap from Jesus to Keys really is actually quite massive.
Okay.
Keys are pulling up really rather hard on Downing now, coming into Dipping Corner. It looks like Keys really want this.
Thank you, Tim. In which case, we'll head back to Basher and see what's happening at the bottom of the division whilst they're all on station at the top.
We've got a little bit of carnage here at the minute. Kings have just bumped up on Cats, and they've had to stop Gerson and Robinson. I don't think that's a bump. I think they just can't get through at the minute. But Kings have definitely bumped up on Cats, and rowing past them at the minute is Claire. I think it might have been a bump between Robinson and Gerson. They both pulled over to the side, and coming past now after them, we've got Emma, and now around the corner, also Trinity Hall, followed again quite closely by Fitzwilliam, and no sign of Bodlin as of yet.
Okay.
A big gap between them.
Thank you, Basher. In which case, we're going to head back to Tim now. We've seen Kings bump Cats and possibly Robinson bump Gerton. Tim, what can you see?
Right, so Christ's are being closed down rather hard by Peterhouse. Christ's a few sloppy strokes as they came past me. It looks like Peterhouse will close them down before too long. Behind that, though, I mean, everyone's been rowing through. There have been some sort of close encounters, but there haven't been anything that looked like seriously imminent bumps. It looks like, though, as they row out of sight, Christ's are going to be closed down and bumped by Peterhouse. The next boat I can see is Clare. They're coming round reasonably strongly, chased by Emmanuel, who have plenty of clear water behind them, to Trinity Hall, who looked to slip back a bit. So I think we must have had some action between Kings and Cats and Robinson and Gerson, I would guess.
It looks like Kings have bumped Cats and Robinson have bumped Gerson. I'm just going to go up to Ella now on the long reach and see what's happening at the top of the division.
Tim?
Okay, so Downing are way, way down the river already, but they're being really closely followed by Keys, and it's really not much in it. Then there's Jesus, then there's Pembroke, then there's Lady Margaret, and then there is, I think it's Queens. I'm just coming in now. We've got first and third.
Okay.
And they are really, really close to us.
Thank you, Ella. We're just going to pop back to Tim quickly. It looks like he's got something.
Yes, so Fitz have just bumped up on Trinity Hall, so Fitz M1 will be very happy with that, having bumped up again for the second day in a row. And there's absolutely no sign of Maudlin, the sandwich boat, anywhere. They appear to have disappeared.
OK, so whilst Basher, I'll get you to go and work out what's going on with Maudlin boat down at the start. But Ella, what can you see on the long reach?
They are catching cracks, like there might be 2 feet in it, and I think they just made contact.
Brilliant. So we've got Peterhouse, who have now bumped up on Christ. Is that Ella?
No, it was St. Ed's on Christ, yeah.
Okay, what is all the seven boats at the top of the division? Do they all look good for rowovers?
Yeah, no, seriously, there is not much distance between any of them. They are all on top of each other. And all look, Claire's coming out just now, followed by Emma. Again, like maybe a boat length between them, but really not all that much. They are all really pushing right now.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ella. We'll see what's happening between Emma and Claire there, but I'm just going to throw back to Tim. Briefly, go on, Tim, sorry.
Maudlin are rowing past me now, so they have appeared. I think they've given up on all hope of doing anything today, and they are just very gently rowing home. They're clearly making absolutely no effort.
Thank you, Tim. Basher, did you have, I sort of heard you there, have you got something?
Well, it looks like Robinson and Gerton are about to do a re-row.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
That's quite exciting at the minute. Maudlin's just rowed through quite a while ago, a massive gap between them and anyone else. So Kings and Cats are trying to get out of the way quite sharpish so that they can row from, I think it's stages 1 and 2. They're now on their way back to do that again. But quite an impressive display of foliage on Kings at the minute. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Basher, whilst you kind of go and have a look at what's going on, see if we can get a re-row between Robinson and Gerton. Do we know how long that re-row will be away?
I'm not sure at the minute. They're now on their way back. Now rowing back to the position, and I will let you know when that starts. It looks like they've still got a way to go to retake the positions and see if that can be a bump.
Okay, in which case we're going to head to a song and we'll head back to you, Basher, in a little bit.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
So that division was quite interesting. At the top, it was all a bit boring again.
Yeah,
wasn't
and
it?
Like we've had a message in saying what happened to the top. We're not entirely sure. We will find out as soon as we can what happened up there. It looked like the top seven could have gone on to just having rowovers, but it could have been some bumps there as well. We will confirm that as soon as possible. But most interestingly, there's going to be a rowover.
A re-row.
Sorry. is it not interchangeable? Am I getting it wrong? Okay, so a re-row, so between Girton and Robinson. So St Cats and Kings bumped in front of them. And I'm assuming didn't clear the river. Oh, good grief. I'm sorry.
Clear quick enough is what we're thinking. We've actually got one of our commentators down by the riverside who will be able to explain now. And you can jump in and explain what happened. Hello. Riverside.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hello.
Is this me? Hello.
Yes, hello.
We're waiting for the rerun between Robinson and Girton at the minute. They're lined up at the start of the position. If Robinson can bump Girton, this will be a great day for them. They'll have bumped 2 days in a row. Not so great for Girton, who will have been bumped for 2 days in a row. But it looks like they're lining up at the starting position now, pushing away from the edge, and about to start, I think.
And I think with this rewrote, I mean, if you're saying that Girton are on for their spoons and Robinson are on for their blades, this could be quite a mismatch, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be a really exciting row that we've got going on at the minute. And they're off, they're starting to row. And it looks like Girton are keeping their distance at the minute, but Robinson is on good form. They're coming up quite close behind them. No sign of a bump yet. It looks like Girton might be pulling away quite quickly, to be honest, maintaining about a boat's length, maybe a bit more. Yeah, they're pulling away really quickly. No sign of a bump coming around the corner. Girton looking on great form at the minute. Looks like they might be able to maintain their position in this race. Pulling away very rapidly from Robinson. I don't think there's going to be a bump at the minute. A good boat's length, maybe a little bit more. And they're starting to go around the corner. I don't know, is someone down there who can see what's going on?
Yeah, unfortunately we haven't got anyone else just around the corner, but thank you very much for kind of telling us what's going on there. From what you've seen at the start...
I'll run after them.
Okay, that's fine. From what you've seen, do you reckon that they will bump?
I don't think there will be a bump. It looks like Gerson was managing to pull away. They started with a good boat's length between them, but they looked like they were widening that all the time. So it'll be great for Robinson if they can catch up, but it didn't look like it then.
Okay, well we will let you run after that re-row, and we'll catch up with you very soon and see if they've bumped, yeah?
Okay.
Amazing.
I'll let you know what happened.
Thank you.
Lench bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM. You know, one of these days, I'm going to just put the mics up before the song ends.
Why?
Because Benedict and you, Jack, you keep singing at the end of the songs, and at some point I'm going to show this to the world, because I think the world deserves to hear it, frankly.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
It's fine. Well, we've got someone ringing into the studio on the other end of the line. We are live straight away. Tim Davis, have you got some news?
I do, yes. We have. I have fairly confirmed results for the M1 division. So I can very much confirm that Keys bumped up on Downing. That was as I was cycling down. Keys were sat under the railway bridge, getting foliage in their hair, looking very, very happy. Below that, Jesus, Pembroke, LMBC, Queens and First and Third all rode over. Below that, Peterhouse bumped up on Christ, as we called. Kings bumped up on St Cats. Robinson, in a re-row, we're fairly certain, bumped up on Girton. Below that, Clare and Emmanuel rode over. Fitzwilliam bumped up on Trinity Hall. And Maudlin, the sandwich boat, rode over with miles to spare.
Sorry, Tim, could you just confirm Robinson and Girton for us?
Yes, we're fairly certain that Robinson bumped up on Girton in a re-row after they were stopped inches away in the first attempt.
Amazing. We've actually got someone else on the other line now, so do you have any more information?
No, that's it.
Hi, yeah, I've just seen Robinson and Girton both pulled over to the side, and some great foliage on Robinson there. Looks like they managed to actually catch up on the quite impressive lead that Girton had over them earlier.
Amazing. So that does confirm that Robinson did bump up on Girton. So thank you very much to both of you, Riverside, to Tim, to Basha, to Ella, to all of the other great commentators we've had during the day. They really have been amazing, haven't they?
They have been amazing. Thank you so much to the ones who were there in the rain as well. I feel very sorry for them. Glad that the weather cleared up for you later. But yes, that is wrapping up the results for the day. But don't go straight away. We've still got a lot more analysis to come. So stick with CamFM for the next little bit.
Yeah, and we're going to go to Benedict now, who's going to be doing some a bit of analysis, aren't you, of what's gone on?
Yeah, so it's been my job all day to enter all the information into the website and keep a track of who's been doing what all through the day. And we've got sort of like our big winners and losers from the day. I think my prize so far today has to go to Fitz M1. They bumped up today, which is their third bump in 2 days. They managed
That's
to bump.
That's pretty special, isn't it?
Bumped twice yesterday. Once as the top boat bumped. Sorry, they bumped to the sandwich boat position from M2. They've then bumped in the rowing in the M1 division yesterday to get up to second from last, and they've now bumped again, bumping Trinity Hall today. So they've come up 3 places in 2 days, which is. I think that's sort of my rising stars. Also, of course, in the M1 division, there's a few people on for Blades and Spoons. Pete House M1 are at the moment on for Blades. So are Kings M1 and Robinson M1. Crew's not doing quite so well. We have Christ M1, who've gone down every day so far. Cats M1 are down every day so far. And Girton M1 going down every day so far. So apart from the sort of very static top five in the M1, a little bit of change today with Keys taking the headship back. Possibly not the best idea to take it this early, because of course Downing now have the opportunity to come back at them for 2 whole days. So it's all a bit tactical when it comes to the head of the river. Very different competition to the rest of the bumps, where everyone's just sort of going for it at all costs. But yeah, it'll be really interesting to see if we get a bit more movement at the top of the division. Obviously the middle and lower half of M1 moving around a lot, which is great.
Absolutely. And at the end of day two, Keys are now head of the river until tomorrow, when it could all change again. Downing could take it back, or Keys could sail into success. Oh, that was bad.
We're not sailing.
I wish I had sail by our nation lined up now.
Not quite.
Take a bow. You must be so proud.
The rowing puns are coming out.
And they're awesome.
We're going to have a little bit of a chat about the W1 division now. Head of the river at the start of the week was Trinity W1. Mm-hmm. Haven't had the best week so far, being bumped both days.
Sorry, Jack.
That is fine. I'll go into the corner and cry by myself.
Downing W1 also not having a good week, being bumped twice. Emma currently holding head of the river, claimed yesterday and held today. We have Jesus W1 on for Blades. They have bumped every day, as well as Christ W1 bumped every day. Queens W1 bumped every day. Newnham did a good job to go up today. Murray Edwards and Pembroke both rowing over both days so far, so obviously very evenly matched crews. However, will be interesting to see how Peterhouse will do, as they bumped up on Lady Margaret yesterday. Rode over today, but probably looking to hunt Pembroke down over the next couple of days. NBC W1 not having a great week so far, bumping down both days. Same with Kings W1, who are now sitting at the top of the W2 division. And that's pretty much it for our top divisions. We'll be back in a minute to go through the W2 and M2 divisions.
Bench bumps.
Cam FM.
Still going.
I didn't expect it to still go. I thought it had finished. Alex obviously knows it better than I do. I hope everyone's feeling suitably inspired right now.
I feel motivated. I feel motivated to succeed.
I'm always motivated, because I have about 25 of those, which I made for my breakfast show last Friday. Not last Friday, last term.
I think I might be ready to succeed to some sort of European monarchy. Actually, it was that motivational.
Ready for succession, yeah.
Fantastic. Hopefully all the rowers will also be motivated to succeed tomorrow, and we will see loads more bumps. But I think we're going to go over what's happened today, just to clear up any confusion that there might have been, and just to clarify what's gone on. Benedict, what have we got?
Well, yes, we've just been going through with a fine-tooth comb all of our results, and we did pick up a mistake. Thank you very much to the lovely person that messaged in and let us know about a missed bump in W2. It's very rare that we miss these things in our camp firm.
The really sad thing is we all had it written down on our hard copies. We just hadn't actually changed it.
Making it to the website, and that is entirely my fault. But you'll notice that a lot of the results will stay in their sort of red flashing state until we can get confirmed results. A little bit difficult today due to the fact that all of the races were running late, so we didn't have time to get to the tent between each race. But yes, thank you very much for being understanding, and of course we try and bring you the results as quickly as possible. But yes, if you do spot something that we've missed, let us know and we'll quite happily change it. Anyway, the M2 division, of course, right at the top of the MD division, we have our superstar boat of the day, Fitz M1, who have bumped up both days. Start of the week, Selwyn M1 held the number one spot in M2. They unfortunately have been bumped down both days.
Ooh,
not having a good week. Churchlaw and Corsair Blades with two bumps up. And then we have quite a few boats who have either rowed up or bumped up one day, with Downing M2 and Queens M2 both on their way to Spoons at the moment. Darwin M1 bumped up both days, looking good, strong. We've got St. Ed's M1 who have gone down both days, unfortunately. And then Christ M2 and Pembroke M2 looking fairly comfortable, really, at the bottom of the division. So we'll see how they do. Going down to the W1 division. At the top of the division, we had Trinity Hall, who have...
That's
W2.
I didn't say W2. I'm very sorry. Top of the W2 division, we have Trinity Hall, who managed to bump up as the sandwich boat today. We then have Selwyn, who rode over the first day and bumped down second day. Homerton bumped down the first day and rode over the second day. So both sort of staying relatively in the same sort of position. Maudlin looking very strong. The Maudlin W1 boat bumped up both days. Be interesting to see how they do through the rest of the week, whether they can make it into the bottom half of W1.
This makes me very happy.
We've got
congrats to everyone in the boat. I'm really proud of you. Well done. I had to get that in.
Entirely impartial here at CamFM, obviously.
Yeah.
Those of you listening to the commentary yesterday will have heard me become very not impartial as we made a small mistake about the one of the Clare boats.
We did indeed.
So I got a bit grovelly.
We do apologise about that.
We do try and stay
it
as impartial
fault,
as possible.
But,
no, it was my fault. We have quite a few boats yet making big movements here. So Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall combined W1 and Sydney Sussex W1 have both bumped up both days. So looking for blades. Christ W2, LMBC W2 and Robinson W1 and Christ W1 all have bumped down 2 days. Ooh. So be interesting to see how they avoid the dreaded Spoons through the rest of the week. All the other boats in that division have sort of floated around, apart from first and third W2, who have gone down both days and are now sitting in second position in the W3 division. Not a great day for the women's fat boats today.
Oops. But
we're not going to dwell on it, though. We'll move on.
I was going to say, we won't. It's
dangerous.
Fine. So we're going to move on to the M3 division now and look at them. And there's a fair few boats in the M3 division who are actually on for Spoons as well. I think there's about three boats. I'll just double check that. There are one, two, three boats on for Spoons. So Morden M3 have been bumped down. Sorry, Beth. Have been bumped down.
Squares off.
Both days. Peterhouse M2 have been bumped down both days. Hughes Hall M1 have been bumped down both days. So they're all looking to avoid their Spoons at the moment. Three boats in this division also looking on for their blades at the moment. Clare M2 have bumped up both days. Lady Margaret M3 have bumped up both days. And Corpus Christi M2 have bumped up both days. So there's been quite a lot of movement in this division. Anyone who didn't bump on the first day generally... So anyone who didn't bump yesterday generally has been involved in a bump today. And there's lots of kind of collision course at the moment where there are boats that are on for Spoons and boats that are on for blades. And they're about to come face-to-face with each other tomorrow. So that'd be interesting to see. Wondering whether Fitz M2 might be able to catch Maudlin M3 tomorrow, for instance. Lady Margaret M3 coming up on first and third M3, who got bumped down today. So we'll have to see how that unfolds. In the W3 division, smaller division here, only 12 boats in it. Clare W2 started the week at the head of W3, also they're meaning they're the sandwich boat for W2, so they've done a fair bit of rowing over the last couple of days. And first and third W2 have bombed down into the division. I believe they've been bumped down. They were definitely bumped down today. I can't remember whether they were bumped
was
down.
That first and third?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were the sandwich boat at the bottom.
Okay, so they've got bumped down.
They were in W2 and now they've been bumped down to W3.
So they've kind of bombed into the division. They're now in second place. Wolves and W1 having quite a steady bumps at the moment. They've rode over 2 days, but they are going to have to watch out tomorrow when Queens W2, who are on for their blades at the moment, are going to be chasing them down. After that, you've got the interesting one, as I said earlier, Murray Edwards W3 should have been looking to catch St. Cats. They were looking to catch St. Cats to try and get closer to their sister boat, Medwards W2 even, but they got bumped today. So there are still two boats between Medwards, the Medwards W2 and W3 boats, but Medwards W2 did get bumped down today, so not a great day for the Murray Edwards boats in the W3 division. Also worth noting that Clare Hall W1 have bumped down both days, and it might give Jesus W3 the impetus at the bottom of the division to maybe kick on and try and get Clare Hall W1 tomorrow, because they've rode over twice at the bottom of the division now, mainly because boats in front of them have either bumped or managed to get away from them quite quickly. The other small division we've got is M4. There's only six boats in this division. King's M2, Robinson M3, Fitz M3, Jesus M3, Clare M3, Peterhouse M3 are in exactly the same place at the end of today as they were at the start of yesterday. Because King's M2 have rode over both days. Peterhouse M3 at the bottom have rode over both days. Fitz bumped Robinson yesterday, but then Robinson bumped Fitz today. Clare bumped Jesus yesterday, but then Jesus bumped Clare today. So at the moment, we're very much... There has been a lot of movement in that division, but it's all kind of settled now. And I do feel for Peterhouse M3, actually, because both days, they've the only way they've been able to get a bump is to have like a double over bump onto Kings.
Which is very unlikely. And that isn't to say that Peterhouse wouldn't be capable of it, but a double over bump basically just doesn't happen. That will only really happen if
it's
there's carnage
up ahead.
Rare. Should be good. But tomorrow will be very interesting. Lots of movement going on in all of the divisions. So make sure that you're listening to Cam FM from 1 o'clock tomorrow as we bring you every...
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.